is sweet right there, man.
How's it going, James?
Good. It's going real good. I'm digging that. The sounds of that right there.
I appreciate that.
Nice way to bring us in. I'm also digging a sidebar. Got to let y'all know, ladies and gentlemen, Josh got a styling-ass shirt on right now.
You know, I can't believe you wanted to talk about this on air.
I had to, man. You knew it was coming. I've been telling you about that shirt since you got in here.
I'm wearing a short-sleeve, button-up, light pastel pink shirt. With
real summertime with for the ladies.
Two buttons down because I go deep V.
Yeah.
With my little Star of David hanging
out. I think
out.
I see a couple of specks of chest hair peeking out right there.
Oh, man. No, you don't. You know what happens, actually, is this star, it dangles and it pokes me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I'm a hairless. This is weird. I'm Josh.
I'm Jaren.
And we're going to talk about music. So today, I thought we would talk about concerts a little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
Because we both like live music. Jaren has seen a ton of live
music. A crap ton. I really don't know how many it is. I would say anywhere from the neighborhood of like 150 to 200. But I don't know. Last year, 2018, I probably saw at least on average like 4 or 5 concerts a month.
Wow. All right. So. That's a lot. That makes him a, you know, I wouldn't say connoisseur, but yeah. Jaren knows what he's talking about. And I mean, well, neither of us do. But, you know, we've told you a little bit about kind of how we like to listen to music and what we look for in music and what makes music good for us. And as far as I'm concerned, I have pretty strict criteria of going for live music as well.
Yeah.
So I might just go ahead and jump into that.
Oh,
because
I actually have something real
important that I want to bring up that I need everybody to pay real close attention to.
It's serious time, y'all.
Yeah, I have a little bit of a tirade.
Uh-oh.
Single most important thing about a good concert to me. Good sound, man.
Yeah.
You can take me to a concert where I hate the music, where it's like my least favorite crap. And if the front of house is doing it right, that means main engineer, then I'll dig it. Because it's so much more about the atmosphere of sound than it is the content of the music. The ratio shifts way over for me when I'm watching players do their thing.
I can't say that.
I can't emphasize that enough because I've seen like music that I don't like and enjoyed it because the sound is there, you know? Mm-hmm. The feeling of me being there listening to the music is right. And you don't have to replicate the album by any means, but just don't make it so my ears have a good experience, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, well, that's my little soapbox.
So sound.
I can go into that specifically because I am a sound man.
You are.
But I don't know how much detail. I mean the kick's got to be...
We don't got to get that much into it. We're gonna lose people.
Just do your thing. Here's what I always do, and this is a tip for the sound nerds. Stand close to the front of house. That means stand close to the main engineer where the board is because he's mixing from his perspective. So if it's, you know what I'm saying? So if you're out the side of the, if you're at the side of the room and the front of house guy is in the dead center, which he usually is, you're not hearing the best curated mix. You're hearing just whatever is reverberating into the side.
He is getting technical tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, but think about it. The sound guy is making it sound good where he's at, mm-hmm. right? So stand where he's at. And if it sounds good, then he's a good sound man. And if it doesn't, it's like, what are you doing? But
bad sound can really ruin a concert. Like, it's funny that would be the first thing you say because it's like, that's what I was going to say as well. It doesn't matter how talented you are, how dope the stage is, or... you know, how dope the lighting is or any of that kind of stuff. If the sound sucks, the concert sucks.
Have you been to a really, really good concert where you really like the artist and the sound has sucked?
Yeah, definitely. A few. Young Thug, but that's a whole nother story I'll go into because he kind of pissed me off when I saw him in concert for a few reasons.
I would venture to say that one of the reasons was that he rapped to the songs.
Yes.
To the record. Yes. His voice
no band.
And the record.
You know how I am about that.
Rappers these days, man.
Man.
Rap to your own record and your voice is on there. And it's
not
like,
even that. Like, not only did he rap to his own songs, like, he would stop rapping and point the mic at the audience and let us rap it for him. I'm like, I could have did this at home in my car or something. Like, I came to see you do this.
It's good a little bit, but if you go ahead and do long segments of the verse, it's
no, it was like the whole verse, you know?
What are you doing? It's your job. You're getting paid to do the song.
Exactly. It's like, it's almost like, we paid him for us to come do his job for him. So that's a huge thing for me. Tracks and then not rapping your own or singing your own music, like letting the crowd do it. Yeah. I kind of feel like, what's the point of even putting on a concert personally if you're going to have a track?
Just to see the person. I guess I think maybe our perspective is a little skewed in the music lover's direction.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you and I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm on a limb here, but when you and I are into an artist, it's because the content of this stuff is good. We don't really get caught up in the idolatry. So,
yeah, you know, I would agree.
It's like we're excited to see the person there doing their thing or the band, but I want
to see the talent show.
Yeah, we want audio. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So, what about you? Have you ever been to a concert where you really dug the artist and
sound hated the sound? Usually, when it's an artist that I'm into, there's a sound guy that I'm. They're I don't know. I can't really think of any examples. I mean, there's been metal concerts where it's just been like horrendously muddy and
mm-hmm.
just like a total tragedy. But that's almost, you know, when you go to see a metal concert, part of the experience is that it's so loud, it's indiscernible. So I guess I can't really complain about that. But yeah, there's been stuff like that. I mean, metal is notorious for just being unbearably loud anyhow.
See, I was going to say the same thing about hip hop just because I feel like, I don't know, so much of it is bass driven.
I haven't seen a lot of hip hop. That's because of the how those problems are prevalent in hip hop live shows. I'm pretty discouraged from seeing hip hop concerts in general.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see you rap along to the track. You know, it doesn't seem worth it.
I mean,
it
you just got to find a good actual artist. Like, I've seen J. Cole and Kendrick numerous times, and they've always had bands.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So there's Wale. He had a band.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. So, I mean, there are artists out there that do it, but you just got to find the right ones. Oh, Drake as well. I feel like he's kind of getting away from that now. The last few times I've seen him, he didn't have a band. It's almost he's doing it backwards. Like, you know, artists when they're smaller come out with a track, you know, rap along because they don't really have the money to pay a band. But
right.
Drake started out with a band, like, you know, like 2010 whenever he started like really coming out. Now the last few tours I've seen him on, he doesn't have a band. It's just a track, and everybody's like kind of rapping along. I'm like, bro, you're doing this backwards. Like, you can afford a great band at this point.
Man, there's so much like, I don't know. I mean, he's such a huge celebrity, right?
Yeah.
That's obviously part of the thing.
Yeah.
So you mentioned, you touched on something, what, to put it in a mathematical way, what percent of the music that I'm hearing is track versus being actually played?
Mm-hmm.
Is that an issue for you?
Yeah, because like, okay, even there, like there's artists that'll have like a keyboardist and a drummer, right? But then the guitar parts and the bass parts are still, like, on the track, they're just playing along. That's still not, because you can't really improvise with that. You know, the bass player can't start improvising because you got to stay with that track.
It's like, this is a big deal for me too, man. I think this is another one of my criteria is I want to see at least 90% of what I'm hearing getting played.
Mm-hmm.
So which takes me to the most important part, which is you have to demonstrate something to me that's of more value than the album.
Yeah, bring something new, like, I like when artists do, like, okay, so you got a song or whatever, but when you change the song up, you know, you do, like, a whole new version of the song that I didn't get to hear on the album. I like that a lot.
Yeah, Thundercat did that when I saw him. He would go way out on a limb and improvise different parts of the song.
I gotta say, I saw Thundercat, he opened up for Erykah Badu when I saw her last year. I wasn't feeling it, man, and I like Thundercat. I don't know if the venue was too big for his kind of music, but it was just like he would improvise, but it was almost like, you know, when someone starts talking and they just kind of go off on a tangent and it's not anything to do with,
yeah, that's how he was really playing bass. You're not really a jazz head, are you?
I am, but not that kind of jazz.
Improvisational. Yeah. He's a bebop guy, you know. He goes way out on limbs and...
I'm more of an Esperanza kind of jazz.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, well, I mean, I was way into it. You know, I love seeing a virtuoso, that's for sure.
You know? Yeah, he was dope from just watching him, like, from a technical aspect, but just... listening to it, I wasn't into it, and I was kind of disappointed because I was really looking forward to seeing him.
Good players, man.
Yeah.
That's an important thing. Who are the best, what are some of the best musicians you've ever seen?
Okay, so I forget her. No, I do know her name. Lenny Kravitz's drum player, I think her name is Cindy Blackman, if I'm not mistaken. Dope. Just crazy. I think she's actually married to Carlos Santana, too. She's pretty amazing. I've seen so many people, so it's kind of hard to... Oh, when I saw Rihanna, her guitar player, Nuno Betancourt, bro, probably one of the best guitar players I've ever seen.
Whoa, playing for Rihanna, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, she like gave him the spotlight like numerous times. You know, she's not really, like she has rock songs, but she's not really like a rock artist. Like he just added like a whole rock feel to a lot of her songs and
that's
he was
very
able
cool.
to go off and just like, you know, do his crazy solos like outside of the show. He was pretty dope. What about you?
Well, I've seen some jazz guys, which, you know, those are real players. Like recently I saw, what was his name? Kurt Rosenwinkel. He's a guitarist. He's probably one of the best guitarists right now.
Mm-hmm.
Jazz. And then, you know, Thundercat's probably the best bassist I've ever seen.
Yeah, definitely.
You know,
even though I wasn't digging the show, talented.
Right. I mean, there's something really fun about seeing a virtuoso, like just seeing somebody do something where you have no idea about how they could possibly do it.
Right? Yeah.
That's how Thundercat is for me.
It's almost like sometimes some people are so good, it almost looks like, I don't know, like there's a musical spirit possessing their body or something. You know?
Yeah, it doesn't look like a human's capable of doing
it,
right?
Like, like you're just a funnel at this point for the art.
That's a fun person to be able to go and experience.
Yeah, man.
I think we couldn't get much deeper without getting into some examples.
Yeah, let's do that next segment.
Maybe that's what we have to do.
Yeah, for sure.
Sounds good.
We'll be back. That is nice too, man. Real nice. So speaking of concerts, man. Like I said, you know me. I'm the concert man. I think I'm going to change my Instagram name to that, the concert man.
That's corny.
All right. Well, forget it then. But anyway, I want to get into some specifics with you. As far as like the concerts you've been to so far, what would you say are some of the best, like, and some of the, like, the favorite ones that you've seen so far?
So I don't think there's a single best show I've ever been to. There have been a few that have been really good for different reasons. I got to see one thing. I got to see my dream band, Hiatus Coyote.
Yeah.
Which was pretty unbelievable, man. And there was a lot more to it than just the concert. I mean, the music was phenomenal. Yeah. Their performance was like unbelievable. It was so great to watch. Really genuine musicians, and Napalm's just a beautiful, fantastic frontwoman.
If memory serves me right, didn't you meet Napalm after that?
I did. That was about to say that. You know, on top of all of that, I got to. Me and my friend went down to L.A. to see the show, and just because we could, we stood in line for the VIP line that we weren't really supposed to.
Meet and greet.
Yeah, the meet and greet. We just stood in line. No one asked us any questions.
Mm.
And we got to meet Hiatus Coyote and Napalm. And that leaves an impression. Yeah. That's a good way to bond with your fans.
Definitely.
Meet them in the flesh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that, I mean... you can't really top meeting the band and having a wonderful performance, a great venue. Pretty good. So, I don't know. Maybe that's the best.
So, that'll be at your top so far?
Yeah. It's probably.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
For me, man, where do I start? I probably should have, like, wrote some of this down. I'm going to have to rattle off a few, but probably one of the best concerts I've been to was probably my first. I don't know if it's just nostalgia or because it's, like, my favorite artist of all time, but... My dad took me down to L.A. when I was 11 to see Prince in 2004. Yeah. It was amazing. Like that, like I said, my first concert ever, so I didn't know what to expect. Like, you know, he comes out, he's dancing the whole time. Like, he starts off on the guitar, then he gets on the bass, then he gets on the keyboards, and then he gets on drums.
That's quite a performance.
The man was up there for 3 hours. Like, never, like, he didn't even sweat it and look like, you know? He's doing the splits and all that kind of stuff. Like, so that would be probably just for nostalgia's sake.
Did you feel connected to him as he was? Was he really like impacting you with the performance?
Definitely. Like I said, I'm 11 at this point. You know, I've looked up to this dude like since pretty much I was born. Like my dad put a Prince record on probably when I was coming out the womb.
Right.
So yeah, it was like a surreal experience at that point. Like, dang, I'm really seeing him. Like, this is a dude like I've been listening to my whole life, and you know, it was pretty dope. Outside of that, Lenny Kravitz, man, same kind of deal. Like, you know, just gets on all these instruments and it's just high energy the whole concert. Like, and it was like, I don't know, at this point he was like 51, so it was last year. And it's like, how are you still, you know, doing all this crazy stuff, running all across the stage and diving into the crowd, like, at 50 years old? That's all.
He's a genuine performance.
Yeah, man, you know? Yeah. And, okay, another one. So these would probably be my top three if I had to pick three. Childish Gambino. I saw him last year in December. Me and Casey, actually. Casey
That's right.
went with me.
He's I think, one of the better music creators in the last 10 years.
Man. I think he's just, as far as just artist in general, he's right there at the top. Like,
I think we're going to remember him for a while.
Yeah, I always say he's like one of those, like a renaissance guy. You know, he can do it all kind of guy. You know, like, he's going to really be like a gem in like the next 15 years. We're going to be like, dang, he's an icon.
Yeah, we will.
You know?
I wonder what he's up to next, man.
I don't know, but I'm here for whatever it is, a movie, a stand-up,
album.
Oh,
yeah, he has his audience for sure.
I'm with it. But, okay, I gotta go into that one a little bit. So, me and Casey, front row tickets, actually second row. All right, I'm not going to
lie. He's talking about Casey Cope, of course, the famous rapper.
Yep, shout out to Casey. Me and Casey, second row. The stage is, like, literally right in front of us, like, where Childish Gambino walks out and, you know, like, does the whole concert. So, we're there and, like, we get to witness the whole concert, like, right there in front of us. The sound is great, you know. The band is great. It's pretty dope because my aunt plays keyboards for him. So it was like, for me, a little extra connection to see my aunt up there in front of like 20,000 people.
That's pretty
awesome.
In
her hometown, like, you know.
Yeah.
And then after that, we actually got to meet him too. Like, probably like one of the coolest, most humble guys you ever get to meet. Like, he sat there and talked with us for like 30 minutes after he just performed for 2 hours.
What did he tell you, man? Did he have any advice? Did he have anything?
We were kind of just talking about like, at that point, gentrification, because he's from Atlanta, and it's getting real gentrified out there. And, you know, he sees what's going on in Oakland, so we were just talking about that. And This Is America was kind of new, so we talked about that, you know, all the awards he won. And
what did he say about that? Did he have anything to say?
He was basically just saying, like, he knew he had something good with that, but he didn't know it was going to set off the way it did, you know?
Right.
Like, it became this huge thing.
That's what all artists say. They're like, well, I knew it was a good record, but I didn't know it was going to be a hit.
I don't know, but he probably did. Because if you really watch the video, like, he put so much work into just the video.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And he must have known it was going to be a memeable video.
Yeah. So that'll probably be rounding out my top three, like, concerts of all time.
Right. Great. What other times have you gotten to meet the artist after seeing them?
Okay, so I went to see The Internet last year. I didn't get to meet The Internet, but I did get to meet Moonshot, and I took a picture. Yeah, I think I sent you the picture.
I don't remember that. That's so dope.
Yeah, they were hella dope. They were hella cool. I just told them, you know, thank you. The show was great. You know, they took a picture, and that
dropped
was cool.
This real quick. They came out with a new single a few days ago. Did you listen to it?
I did, bro. I was
really I liked it a lot. I loved it.
Yeah, you woke me up at like 7 in the morning. Hey, Moonshot.
Yeah, because we're both big Moonshot. Go and listen to it. I forget what it's called. Is that too much to ask? Something like that?
No, not at all. Check it out.
No, the name of the single. The name of the single is too much to ask.
See, that shows you how much I like didn't really like it, because I don't even remember the name of the single.
Oh, wow.
And what's crazy,
I'm ready for their new album.
Look, if we look on my phone, what was I just listening to, Josh? Look.
It was Hideaway, Moonshot on Voyager.
So, old Moonshot. So I'm still listening to Moonshot, just not, you know.
Too much to ask is the name of the thing.
All right, well, go listen to that. Actually, let us know what you think about it, too.
Yeah, go ahead. We want to hear your opinion.
I'm going to put up a poll on the Instagram, and you let us know if you're feeling it or not.
Absolutely. Yeah. Your opinion matters. We're politicians.
No, we're definitely not politicians. Don't even get that started.
I want to talk about this concert that I went to one time, man. I think I must have told you about this earlier, but I saw Sam Adams, which no one really knows about them. They're a little three-piece group from Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
I saw them in my hometown of Chico, California.
Big Cheek.
I wouldn't have gone to the show. I didn't expect to go to it. Like, one of the openers, my homie knew someone. I was walking around downtown with my friend, and it was like from a movie. We walked past the door, and the only thing I heard was there's a girl singer and a guy singer. Like, the guy is the lead and she does harmony. They were doing harmony, and it was so perfect.
Yeah.
It was so telepathically locked in. I walked past the door, heard like two notes, literally nothing more than that. And I was like, we got to go in there.
Yeah.
We got to go and hear it. We got to go and listen.
Just drew you in.
They
huh?
sold me with two notes, man. One of the best concerts I've ever been to.
Yeah.
It was like a little Chico, like, what was it, 1078 Galleries or Tiny Tiny. If you ever go to Chico, check out, I think they moved locations. I think they're gone now, but it's a small, small venue. There must have been like 30 people in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just standing in front of them, watching them, three musicians, unbelievably in tune with each other musicians. It was like a spiritual experience. It changed the way that I thought about music forever. Yeah. And they sold me on two. It was like,
who knows?
I had no idea that that was going on. And they, yeah, I'm always going to remember that, because that's, I mean, if you're serious about doing music, I think you should aspire to be like that, right? Mm-hmm. Like Steve Martin, you know, be undeniable. And they were undeniable, man.
So, backing up a bit, I just thought of something. You asked me, are there other times I ever met the artist, you know, and after the concert or anything like that? So I didn't, but this will be something I'll forever regret, like for my whole life. So when I was 21, I went to see, this was another Prince concert I was at. I'm literally like right in front of the stage, like Prince comes over to my section a few times, smiles at me, you know, I kind of like geek out like a teenage girl or, you know, whatever. So the bodyguard, I'm there with by myself, but I, you know, meet friends in line. So I'm there with like a group of like six ladies, like pretty hot, like, you know, so I'm chilling. But they come over and they ask us, do you guys want to go up on stage?
Whoa.
Like with Prince, like in dance. And so some of the girls go up and two of them are looking at me like, do you want to go? Do you want to go? I'm like, nah, y'all go. I'll stay here. Like, so I did not go. I did not go up on stage with Prince.
Why didn't you do it?
Because in my mind, I'm like, you know, this dude's like my hero. I'm not. What if I go up there and I fall, make myself look stupid in front of Prince? You know, like, and I'm also thinking at this point, like, I'll get to meet him one day and we'll actually talk.
You let the fear take over.
I did. I'll always regret that. Like,
wow.
But it's cool. He smiled at me and like, you know, like fist bumped me and stuff. So.
You're the guy that always tells me, you know, shoot your shot.
Well, that was me, you know, 4 years ago. So.
All right. Okay. Well, you learned a lot.
From Prince. Man, thanks again, Prince.
I remember, this isn't a story about me going to a concert, but I remember this story where Bob Dylan, one of my favorite musicians, saw Billie Holiday when he was like when Bob Dylan was very, very young. Like,
yeah.
And he says in interviews that Billie Holiday looked him in the eyes and he could feel something get transferred. And then like 3 days later, Billie Holiday died and Bob Dylan grew to become Bob Dylan.
What? That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, that's amazing, that right?
I believe stuff like that. I definitely do.
Yeah, I totally do too. And that makes me think about when Prince like was making eye contact with you and how he connected with his audience. Like you're a human, you're two humans exchanging energy. That's definitely how a performance is.
Yeah.
And there's something really special.
I totally believe in stuff like that.
Man, I don't know. I guess spiritual is maybe too woo-woo of a word, but that caliber, one of those experiences was when I got to see Godspeed You Black Emperor.
Mm-hmm.
I think I must have told you about this.
You told me about the band.
It was like a 2-hour long concert. Godspeed You Black Emperor is a post-rock band, and their music is incredibly slow-paced, like 17-minute long songs.
That's like Parliament stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, it's slow, slow, slow music, and the live show is even slower. If you want to check them out, there's an album that everyone knows about. It's pretty highly acclaimed, called "Lift Your Fists Like Antennas to Heaven" or "Lift Your Skinny Fists Like Antennas to Heaven."
So that's your rec for tonight. That's what we recommend.
That's my album, dude. Weird album. Four songs. It's like an hour and a half long. That's what we're going with.
All right. Well, since it's recommendation time, all the artists I talked about, who am I going to recommend? Because that just came out of nowhere.
Well, that Moonchild.
Moonchild.
Are you not officially recommending that single?
I'm not recommending that. Even though you co-signed that single.
I'm co-signing that single, and I'm asking for your opinion on that single. So give us your opinion on that single.
Yeah, I don't dig it. Josh does.
What have you been listening to, man?
Man, what, you going to ask me this at the end of the show, Josh?
I'm curious. I didn't get to ask you yet.
What have I been listening
to? He's opening up his phone. He's going to look at his Spotify.
I'm going to look at my Apple Music.
You know what I've been listening to quite a bit?
What's up?
Is since it came out, is Zoo, Denzel Curry's record. Did you listen to that?
I did not. I've been listening to, for whatever reason, I've been like sucked into Maxwell for the last few weeks. I can't stop listening to Maxwell. Like, a lot of Maxwell and also some Wale.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
Not bad.
Kind of some soulful stuff, you know, with some Usher thrown in there. Kind of been on my R&B.
You ever listen to The Roots?
A few songs, but not in depth.
Dude, check out some of their records. Listen to How I Got Over, or let me just pull up the name of the album. I'm not gonna blaze through this. Undone. Any of their albums, man.
That's two recommendations for Josh. Let me go ahead and recommend Maxwell, Urban Hang Suite. That's my recommendation for tonight, just because I've been listening to it for so long.
Good stuff, man. See, we have the recommendations for you. I hope you get something out of it, because we don't know what we're talking about.
I have fun doing it.
I had fun doing it. I'm Josh.
I'm Jaren.
We'll see you next week.
Peace.